Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Mike Peskin for Luke Burbank.
I'm Allison Stewart. You click it, we pick it. It's time to take a tour around the web for the list of the most commented on, most viewed, and most emailed stories. This is why we call it the most. All right, first up is our editor who is in the control room. You cool, Trisha? You want to go?
I am so cool, and I shouldn't be because my story is the most emailed from USA Today, and it's about bed bugs. And, you know, it's not like there's really a news peg on this. It's just I think whenever people see a headline or that really gross picture of a bed bug on human skin, they just click and they email and they want to know more. I don't get it. But anyway, so bed bugs are everywhere, and this USA Today actually has a personal account from one of their reporters who talks about what she and her boyfriend are going through right now. They have a bed bug infestation in their New York apartment and all the things they have to do to get rid of the bugs. They've got to dry clean or wash everything they have and bag it up in sealed sanitary bags, remove all the clutter, empty every drawer, vacuum the baseboards, dismantle their bed frame, everything. The upshot is they're moving. And now they're all worried because they're now hearing that moving vans are notoriously infested with bed bugs, too. So I don't know.
Ew, ew, and ew.
Yeah.
I wondered why I was offered that apartment for 20% below market.
Yeah, if it's too good to be true in New York, there's a reason.
Yeah, if it's too good, bed bugs. That's the reason.
Okay, Dan, you're up next.
Hey, guys. We get most emailed from the New York Times text section. Headline, don't throw out your broken iPod. Fix it via the web. And this is especially good for me because I actually have a broken iPod right now, as many people do. And if it's beyond the warranty, Apple won't fix it for free. There's a bunch of help out there. You know, the local repair shop is kind of a thing of the past, but the local repair shop is now the internet for you. The one site that looks most helpful that they pick out here is called Fixya.com, F-I-X-Y-A. We'll link to this on the blog. But basically, you can find a lot of information. 70% of failed iPods, this one guy says, he fixed by sticking a piece of paper through the slit on the iPod and pushing the hard drive with a piece of paper fixed 70% of iPods, according to this guy.
That's amazing. I actually fixed my iPod through one of these websites, which I'm not sure was entirely legal at the time, but worked out real well for me.
There you go.
Now Steve Jobs is coming out with $40 a sheet eye paper. MJ, what do you got?
Ilya and I are going to share this one because the CMA Awards were the most emailed, commented on, and Googled everywhere on every website.
Yeah, the Google Trends, like the top 20 Google Trends had to do with the Country Music Awards last
night. So we're just going to give you a couple of the highlights. George Strait won for Album of the Year with his It Just Comes Natural. This is his sixth win for Album of the Year. His first was in 1985. He also won for Song of the Year, and we have that. It's Give It Away. Just give it away. This is a song that was co-written by Bill Anderson. It's the first time that a Music Hall of Famer has written a song for a Music Hall of Famer. So I thought that was kind of a neat tidbit. And then Carrie Underwood, she won for the second year in a row for Female Vocalist of the Year and also for her single, Before He Cheats.
Yeah, well, I'll just pick up right there. Entertainer of the Year went to Kenny Chesney, the former Mr. Renee Zellweger. it's his second win in a row. It's his third time in 4 years. So obviously some buddies in Nashville really like him. Album of the Year and Entertainment of the Year, both all-male clubs, notably. So I don't know if somebody needs to play their gender card in that field, but that might be something to do. Most interesting tidbit from the CMA for me was the big crossover performance by the Eagles. They performed for the first time at an awards show ever, and they chose the CMAs, and I kind of thought, well, I guess that's is that country music? Hotel California, whatever. but they are topping the Billboard charts now with their first studio album in 28 years, and it's exclusively on sale at Walmart and Sam's Club. So
there's probably a huge crossover between the country music audience and the Walmart shopper.
That the Eagles always threaten to go away and never do. I mean, I like them, but they're always there.
You can
right?
come
they're
to stay, but you can never
tours.
Leave. You can never, ever leave.
Nice. There was another interesting crossover performance last night. Jamie Foxx. Ooh, I binged. Jamie Foxx performed with Rascal Flatts. And then I think the most heartfelt performance of the night was Kelly Pickler performing Wonder, which is a song she wrote for her mother, and we actually have some of that performance
her
live.
Mother abandoned her. That's
right. So her mother left her when she was younger for California. The whole song is about that, and it's a very emotional song. There's a lot of video out there of her crying through various performances of this, but it happened again at the CMA last night when she got to the final chorus, and it's about, you know, her daughter really coming of age and being successful.
'Cause I look in the mirror and all I see are your brown eyes looking back at me. They're the only thing.
And she starts to cry and she starts to sniffle and the crowd starts to applaud and support the pickler. And we do have that. Can we listen to that part?
Yeah, show me the woman crying.
Your little girl is home. I'm in Tennessee.
Just what you always want to do is snort right in the middle on television at a big award show. All right, you guys, thanks so much for the most.
That's the most. You can find these stories and other BPP specials on our website, npr.org/Brian Park.
You can scoot, you guys. Go ahead. Open the door.
Yep.